Light in the Shadows, June 15. The Interlude of Silence. But though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. For he doth not afflict willingly nor grieve the children of men. When my eldest son was 16 years old, he was stricken down in sickness. His case was considered critical, and he called us to his bedside, and said, "Father, Mother, it will be hard for you to part with your eldest son. If the Lord sees fit to spare my life, for your sake I will be pleased. If it is for my good and his name's glory for my life to close now, I will say, it is well with my soul. Father, go by yourself, and mother, go by yourself, and pray. Then you will receive an answer according to the will of my Savior, whom you love and I love." He was afraid that if we should bow together, our sympathies would strengthen, and we would ask for that which it would not be best for the Lord to grant. We received no evidence that our son would recover. He died, putting his full trust in Jesus our Savior. His death was a great blow to us, but it was a victory even in death, for his life was hid with Christ in God. Before the death of my eldest boy, my babe was sick unto death. We prayed, and thought that the Lord would spare us our darling, but we closed his eyes in death, and laid him away to rest in Jesus, until the life-giver shall come to awaken his precious loved ones to a glorious immortality. Then my husband, the faithful servant of Jesus Christ, who had stood by my side for 36 years, was taken from me, and I was left to labor alone. He sleeps in Jesus. I have no tears to shed over his grave. But how I miss him. The Lord has often instructed me that many little ones are to be laid away before the time of trouble. We shall see our children again. We shall meet them and know them in the heavenly courts. Put your trust in the Lord, and be not afraid.